Now, before we get into this week's Abandoned Manitoba, I have to ask you, Gordon, how was the wedding?
It was great.
Aww.
It was a small wedding, but it was intimate, and everybody had a great time, and my daughter is hitched.
Oh, there you go. And you're happy?
Yes, indeed.
You approve?
I have a fine son-in-law.
Very good. Yeah. So glad to hear that. Okay, so what are we talking about this week?
Well, one of my colleagues at the Manitoba Historical Society, Jordan Makachuk, alerted me recently to a large complex on Dublin Avenue here in Winnipeg that appears to be abandoned. So, we're talking about today about a former manufacturing plant for structural steel that was operated for nearly a century by the Dominion Bridge Company.
Nearly a century. So, we're going back to the 1920s here?
Well, turns out it goes back further than that. Dominion Bridge was founded at Montreal in the 1880s, and it manufactured steel for construction projects throughout Canada. By the early 20th century, the growing business volume here in the West convinced the company officials to build a plant in Winnipeg. Of course, Winnipeg was exploding in size, a lot of construction. They needed steel. But, of course, all over Manitoba, the same thing. And this was just after Saskatchewan and Alberta had become provinces, so a lot of buildings there, too. In 1906, the company purchased a 25-acre site on what was at that time the outskirts of Winnipeg. It's at the corner of Notre Dame and Dublin Avenue. They built a 14,000 square foot building, and in time, that building grew to a mammoth 120,000 square feet of floor space. The Canadian Pacific Railway built a spur line into the site so raw materials could be delivered and finished products could be shipped by rail.
And by finished products, do you mean bridges?
Well, yes, as the name suggests, some of Dominion Bridge's products were bridges. Dominion Bridge made steel girders that were needed for building bridges, and many of these bridges are still standing today. Ones here in Winnipeg that drivers will know include the Redwood Bridge. It was built in 1908, and in fact, it's Winnipeg's oldest bridge. We also have the St. James Bridge, 1936, and the Midtown Bridge from 1955, all of them built with Dominion Bridge steel. Beyond Winnipeg, we have the Selkirk Lift Bridge from 1936 and the wonderful old bridge over the Assiniboine River at Bay St. Paul from 1948. It's also made with Dominion Bridge products, and a host of smaller steel bridges all over Manitoba, eight of them still in existence by my count, were made by Dominion Bridge too.
Now, you said some of its products were bridges. What else did Dominion Bridge make?
Well, essentially, it manufactured anything made of steel. So in addition to the steel beams and bridges, it also made the steel that supports high-rise buildings. The first skyscraper, incidentally, in Western Canada was the Union Bank Tower on Main Street, constructed between 1903 and 1904. It revolutionized the building of tall buildings. Instead of supporting the weight of the building on its walls, which therefore limited the height of the building to fewer than, well, about six stories, a skeleton of steel beams or concrete reinforced with steel rods enabled buildings that could go much higher. Now, I don't think that Dominion Bridge was involved in the construction of the Union Bank Tower because the building preceded the construction of Dominion Bridge's Winnipeg plant, but many Winnipeg buildings that were constructed after 1906 have Dominion Bridge steel at their core. Quite literally, Dominion Bridge helped to build Winnipeg and other cities across the West.
What are a few examples of Winnipeg buildings that used Dominion Bridge metal?
Well, we have the nine-story Boyd Building at the corner of Portage Avenue and Edmondson Street, right adjacent to the new Hydro Tower. It was completed in 1912. The structure was concrete, reinforced with Dominion Bridge steel. We talked about the Boyd Building here on Abandoned Manitoba back in 2019 because it is sitting empty. In fact, it's been empty since 2017, and heritage advocates fear that it may be a case of demolition by neglect. That's where the owner is letting a building deteriorate until there's no possibility of reuse. Other buildings with Dominion Bridge steel include the Christie Brown Building on Notre Dame. People may recognize it by a large sign that says Christie's Biscuits. That building opened in 1933. Another building we've discussed on Abandoned Manitoba is the former Manitoba Sugar Plant in South Winnipeg. Built in 1940, closed in 1997. And it's, of course, still sitting vacant, too. At the corner of Portage and Main is the 34-story Richardson Building, constructed between 1966 and 1969. And for many years, it was Winnipeg's tallest building.
Do you have a few more?
Oh, yeah. You know, a few weeks ago, we discussed the former Winnipeg Hydro showroom on Princess Avenue, built in 1920. It contains Dominion Bridge steel, as does the Union Railway Station on Main Street, dating from 1909, the Burton Cummings Theater from 1906, the former Winnipeg Auditorium from 1932. It houses, by the way, the Manitoba Legislative Library and the Archives of Manitoba, where I do a lot of my research. We have the old Winnipeg Arena from 1955, the one that was demolished in 2006. Tecvauk High School, 1951. The former Winnipeg Post Office, now the home of the Winnipeg Police Service, 1958. We could go on a long time listing Winnipeg buildings in which Dominion Bridge played a part. It is a veritable who's who of the skyline. And there are many, many buildings beyond the Perimeter Highway in which we can also find Dominion Bridge steel.
Now, your clue referred to Dominion Bridge as being closed, so what happened to it?
In September of 1998, after 92 years in business here in Winnipeg, say almost a century, Dominion Bridge declared bankruptcy. And unfortunately, it threw 221 workers out of work. A group of local investors bought the property in early 1999 with plans to lease out the property and the buildings to heavy steel fabrication and construction companies. The Dominion Bridge equipment, the machinery, the remaining metal inventory was all sold at auction. But steel fabrication did continue at the site. It was at a much smaller scale, though, than under Dominion Bridge. And it seems that that work has now ended, too. On my way to the studio this morning, I drove by the site and I observed that the windows, the doors of the buildings, well, they're all boarded up. And on that basis, I surmise that the site's engineering legacy is at an end. You know, but we may never know the full scope of Dominion Bridge's contributions to building Western Canada.
How come?
Well, many of the bridges built with Dominion Bridge steel bear a plaque that identifies the company as having been involved. But it's rare that the steel buried inside a building, you know, they just don't say this girder was made by Dominion Steel. You know, we're mostly therefore depending on articles in historical newspapers that state when Dominion Steel was used to construct a particular building. You'll find an article that says they're building a building right now and it's got Dominion Bridge steel, you know, as its structure. Another way to know which buildings contain Dominion Bridge products would be blueprints that the company's designers would have made in preparation for making structural steel beams. My sources tell me that a small building on the grounds of the former Dominion Bridge site was a storage facility for those blueprints from literally hundreds of Dominion Bridge products through the years. But we don't know its present status. It's possible that the building may still be stuffed to the roof with blueprints, and that would provide exceptionally useful historical information. However, we don't know. Someone who didn't recognize the importance of those blueprints sometime since Dominion Bridge closed in 1998, well, they may have junked them, and it just pains me to think of that possibility. Without those records, you know, we may never know the full scope of Dominion Bridge's work. And I would really appreciate, therefore, if any of our listeners who may know about these Dominion Bridge blueprints and may know whether or not they survive today, if they could let me know, that'd be really, really great.
Gordon, thank you for this. What's up for next week?
Well, this past week, I attended a conference here in Winnipeg that related to Indigenous burial sites in Canada, such as those believed to exist at some former residential schools. I heard a lot of thought-provoking discussion, much of it relevant to non-Indigenous burial sites too. And I will share this with our listeners next week.
Really looking forward to that conversation. Thank you, Gordon.
Talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.